News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
COVID-19 is growing again at a rate of 2 to 3% per day, and there is no single silver bullet. That was the warning yesterday from NPHET during their first press briefing in almost 2 months. NPHET also warned that the future trajectory of the disease remains very uncertain and involves significant risk to the health service. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Professor Liam Fanning, Professor of Immunovirology at UCC. Liam, first of all, how concerned should we be also about the hospitals, but about the takeoff in cases? Is this going to continue to be the trajectory, do you believe?
So I suppose, look, the increase in case numbers is really reflective of our limited spare hospital capacity, and you know, that's just basically it. The concern around the numbers is actually to protect the hospitals. So, you know, if we had plenty of hospital capacity, these numbers probably would be of note, but, you know, we wouldn't be too concerned about it. You know, the takeoff in numbers, really, I suppose, Ciara, yes, it is, it is getting to a point where it's going to start impacting on people's lives, more particularly, you know, that nearly 1.2 million that are unvaccinated. And if you break it down, that's 100,000 in the 12 to 15 year olds and nearly 200,000 thereabouts in the 18 to 30 year olds. You know, some of the, comment on people's socializations and activity needs to be more directed towards those unvaccinated and getting them vaccinated. You know, this is like an empty field. It's unvaccinated individuals. They're waiting to be seeded by this virus, and there then it's rumbling on. Whether it's seeded in from the UK or what, that really is irrelevant. Okay. These numbers are here now.
Depressing press briefing from NPHET yesterday, you know, including people like the elderly and the vulnerable once again being asked to limit their social contacts, you know, the so-called shielding or cocooning sort of idea, and maybe not to the same extent, but to some extent. Are we at that stage? Is that reasonable? And if we are, is what we're doing with the easing of restrictions the right thing to do?
I suppose I'd look at it a slightly different way. You know, we have an opportunity to increase the, you know, immunity of individuals through a booster campaign. Look, the Israelis have shown that, you know, you get a nearly over 11-fold reduction in those over 60, and that's probably going to concomitantly transfer down into the older age groups. What that effectively means is, for every 100 infections, when they boosted those individuals, it actually dropped to 10. This is not a percent difference. This is a fold difference. So that's quite a significant, reduction. And if we want to protect everybody, you know, get the unvaccinated vaccinated and roll out a booster campaign to anybody who's had it, more than 6 months of 6 months ago, and do the healthcare workers and give us the best protection possible. We can't be relying on, you know, lockdown or the threat of lockdown. And I think perhaps maybe, you know, some of the comments might be more focused from, you know, away from those that have vaccinated and done what has been asked of them to actually, you know, make it socially impossible for individuals who are unvaccinated. And by that, I really mean, anybody who's over 12, you know, I know they have to depend on the parental consent, 12 to 15. But if they want to go into McDonald's or they want to go anywhere that requires social engagement, they too have to show a COVID cert.
All the way down to 12?
All the way down to 12. Look, here, this is a social issue. This is not, you know, okay, a particular issue in any age group. And I would make it such that I would nearly go so far as that, you know, you want to go into the chemist, you have to show your COVID cert. You know, all this
COVID
kind of
certs
thing.
To access everywhere, basically.
Every aspect of life. We'll do what the French have done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you make it socially impossible to do the things that we need to do to live in this country. I think, look, we're at a crisis point here. Christmas is only a couple of weeks away. If we do not get these numbers under control, I can see the language coming from NPHET very reflective of what we had in March 2020, talking about kind of, you know, oppressive language and restrictions of
all
people,
right.
You know.
Look, thank you for that insight. I do appreciate it. That's Professor Liam Fanning there, Professor of Immunovirology at UCC. A meaningful Christmas, Shane.
Yeah, look, I 100% agree. We need to use the COVID cert and make it... If you want to go out and about your business and do things and go to nightclubs and everything and bingo, then you have to...
COVID certs for everything, guys. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. How would you respond to that?
Now,